The mitzvah in this week's parsha is lavdo b'chol avavchem, izu avod avodah shebelev, as the Rambam tells us in the Sifri, that this is the mitzvah of tefillah. So obviously that gives us a Pesach, an opening to talk about any aspect of tefillah, but really all I want to talk about is nusach. I want to talk about, I want to talk about nusach for the next 3 weeks. I want to talk about this week, I think I want to talk about the history of Ashkenazim davening nusach Sfard and how that came to be, and the debate and the history over that argument. And then perhaps talk about issues of next week dealing with davening and different minyanim that are not your usual nusach and how to conduct oneself. And then maybe a third topic in the third week. But let's begin over here. There's not so much discussion early on, certainly in the Gemara, in Rishonim regarding differences in nusach and debates and things like that. Everybody kind of kept to themselves. And most Jews did not mix or interact from different communities, so it didn't become much of an issue. So we're going to fast forward to a certain point. We're going to fast forward to the 1680s, to the 1690s in a moment. But just to put in perspective, the idea of nusach is not just the words, but we find certainly within the realm of Nistar, the realm of Kabbalah, whether it's in the writings of the Chidah, certainly in the Nefesh HaChaim of Rav Chaim Volozhin, in Shar Beis of his magnum opus, a lot of time on the words we say in davening and making sure we say the proper words, and how each word was constructed with Ruach HaKodesh from Anshe Knesset HaGedola and the proper Kavanah saying those words. The Nusach, or what a person says, is important. It's not just, well, this is what my father did and therefore I do it, but there is some sort of cosmic aspect and reality to the words that are being said and recited.
Are you meaning Anshe Knesset HaGedola? Because when you said, like, the Nusach Anshe Knesset, obviously, there's a lot of things on Shekhinah. There's a lot of things you say which is not.
When I say Nusach here, I'm talking, let's stick to Shmoneh Esrei. Let's stick to Shmoneh Esrei, right? And then let's assume everything else as well. But let's just start with... Exactly, for sure. So Nusach is certainly important. We all obviously prefer our Nusach because that's what we grew up with and that's what we're comfortable with and that's what we like to say. But let's get really to the heart of the matter. The first time I'm aware of a comment about keeping one's Nusach and retaining one's Nusach is a famous comment to the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham lived in the 1600s. Let's assume that the Magen Avraham was printed. He actually wrote it in the 1670s, but through a number of reasons, he didn't actually print it until after he passed away in the 1690s. So in the 1690s, we have printed in the name of the Magen Avraham in Simen Sameches. And he writes regarding the Nusach HaTfilah that the din of Nusach is a halach of minag hamakom, the minag of the place that you live in. And therefore, a person should not change his Nusach from what they daven in his place. If in your place they daven Nusach A, you have to keep the nusach of where you live. And the reason behind this is based on the Arizal in the Shara Kavanos, that in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, each tribe, this is based on a mission in Shkalim, each tribe had their own entrance into the Beis HaMikdash, into Har HaBayis, and that represented that each tribe also had their own gate in Shemayim, that their tefillos entered into the basin Shomala that went up to the heavens. And each tribe also had its own nusach HaTfilah that only they used. If you came from Dan, so there was nusach Dan, and if you came from Levi, you had nusach Leviim. Each tribe had their own nusach. And this relates to a more broader hashkafic idea of multiple paths in serving Hashem. We don't want one monolithic way to serve Hashem, but there are multiple paths and multiple directions to get ourselves close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu at the end of the day. And the Yerushalmi and Eirvin in Perek Beis, according to the Nusach the Magen Avraham, says, "Aval pi sheshachalnu lachem seder hatfilos, al tishnu miminag avoseichem." Even though I've sent you a seder hatfilos, don't change from the minag of your fathers. To be clear, this is certainly the sheet of the Magen Avraham. One should not change the nusach of the fathers, minag avos, and the nusach of the place where they live. Now, maybe you don't know which nusach the Magen Avraham is talking about. Don't worry, comes the Prima Gadim, and the Prima Gadim writes to the Magen Avraham that he's only telling you that you can't switch from Nusach Ashkenaz. But Nusach HaTfilos Ein L'Shanos, Nusach HaAshkenazis, L'Nusach Sfard, says the Prima Gadim. The Magen Avraham is telling you, you can't switch from Nusach Ashkenaz to Nusach Sfard. K'mo Shekasa Magen Avraham, B'Shem HaKavanos, as he's citing in the name of the Kavanos. And that seems to be the assumption. If you daven Nusach Ashkenaz, you can't switch to Nusach Sfard. Now, before we get to the Hasidim, there's an important point to note that I feel that not many people are aware of. We assume that the change of Nusach came from the Baal Shem Tov. But it's important to note, when the Baal Shem Tov passed away in 1760, The Baal Shem Tov davened from a sitter that was Nosach Ashkenaz. He had comments on the side, different kavanas, things like that. But from the sitter that we have, from the Baal Shem Tov, and the sitter that he wrote, he davened Nosach Ashkenaz. Where is the sitter held? It's in Chabad, in the library in 770. You can go and see it. I don't know. You can go and see it. But one can go and see it when it's on display at the right times. The sitter of the Baal Shem Tov was a Nusach Ashkenaz. So we don't know when this change occurred, but certainly by the Magen of Mezrich, certainly by the next generation, we know that amongst Hasidim there was a switch to Nusach, Sfar Nusach Arizal. Just one point going forward. I'm going to interchange them back and forth, Nusach Sfar Nusach Arizal. At the end of the day, for our concerns, it's the same thing. Maybe technically there are important differences regarding the switch, but let's just use the same term, Nusach Sfar Nusach Ari, as the same for now. In 1781, the Magid Dvar of Liakov, the writings, or known as the Likutei Amarim, of the Magid of Mezrich was printed. The Sofei Tevos of Magid Dvar of Liakov spells out Dov, Rav Dov of Mezrich. And this is the work, his first work of his ideas. He had already passed away. In Oz Kuf Lamed Gimel, he's writing to someone who wanted to switch from Nusach Ashkenaz to Nusach Sfard. And he notes the Mishnah in Shkalim, there are 13 gates to the Beis HaMikdash, each gate for each of the Shevet. Each Shevet has its own Nusach for themselves that corresponds to the gate of the Beis HaMikdash in the Gate in Shemayim. And then the Magid says as follows. The 13th gate corresponded to someone who didn't know what Shevet they were from. There were 13 gates to the Beis HaMikdash, and that gate was for the person who didn't know which tribe he was from. It happened. A convert didn't know which tribe he was from, whatever it may be, and he went through that gate. So too, there was a 13th Nusach for someone who didn't know what Shevet they were from, says the Magen of Mezrich. This is Nusach Sfard. And those who don't know where they come from, the Yushadav Nusach Sfard. The Arizal came to create this Nusach for us who are lost and don't have a Nusach to match. And when Mashiach comes and we know our Nusach, then we won't need Nusach Sfard. And even if you knew your own Shevet, you still wouldn't know your own Nusach. And therefore, says the Magid, better to use Nusach Sfard. That's what he wrote. We don't know our Nusach, we don't know our Shevet Bezman Hazeh. You're a Kohen or a Levi, we'll discuss that. But he says, because we don't know our Nusach, the best Nusach to use is the Nusach of the Arizal, the 13th gate, the Nusach HaKolal, the Nusach that encapsulates everybody, and that's what you should use.
It means it was 12 different Nusach?
Correct.
13. No,
there were.
So where was the 12?
What were the 12? We don't know. They were lost. That's the point. They were lost. There were 12 Nuschos, and they were lost. And the Arizal came and gave us this 13th Nusach. That's what we have. And that's as it sits. The Hasidim switched en masse to Nusach Sfard. Everybody else in Ashkenaz stayed the same. And this is the way it went for a number of years. And everything seems to be silent from 1791 onward. We don't find, really, in much of the attacks on the Hasidim, the issue of changing Nusach. There is one letter we have from Rav Avram of Brisk. Rav Avram of Brisk was a big misnagan, and he's writing also in the same time in the 1790s a letter to Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev, and he's asking him, where do you get the chutzpah to go and switch to Nusach Sfard? But it's not really, in that early discussions of the Talmidei Hagra, it's not one of the things they pick up on. They have other things, they daven in their own shuls, they're switching the shechita, things like that, the gesticulations during davening, but this is not one of the things that seems to be riling everybody up in those early conversations. Comes the summer of 1833. In 1833, Rav Avram Tzvi Katz, who followed Minhag Ashkenaz, walked into a Beis Medrash that followed Nusach Sfard. And he went up to daven for the Amud, and he was rebuked because he was wearing wool. He was wearing a wool jacket, wool clothing. And he was davening Nusach Sfard. So he wrote to the Chassam Sofer and said, what's going on? Why won't they let me wear wool when davening Nusach Sfard? And what's this all about? So the Chassam Sofer responded to Rav Avram Tzvi Katz in the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer Arachayim Simen Tesvav. And he wrote about these people who daven Nusach Sfard. They took upon themselves not to wear wool when they're davening, lest they come to wear shatnas. There is a fear that maybe if I'm wearing wool, there may be a thread of linen inside of it. And Nusach Sfard is this very holy Nusach, and it's a pegam, it's a chutzpah to the daven in this Nusach if you're wearing wool. This is what was going on at that time. Regarding the minhag to wear wool and while davening sechsvard and not to wear wool, there's what to discuss. That's certainly not a shir for tonight, perhaps even a shir ever, since not that lemaisa right now. But there is a lot to say about it, but just not for right now. The questioner also said that the nusach sfard is the most holy of all the nuschaos. So the Chassam Sofer did not like that. He responded that he says he doesn't understand why the davening for the Amma, he doesn't understand why this makes any sense. He thinks it's ridiculous. And he goes on to explain the origin of Nusach HaTfilah. And he says that he has a tradition from his teachers that the Nuschaos are all equal, and whatever one accomplishes with one, the other accomplishes as well. This person davens Nusach Roma, this person davens Nusach Svard, this person's davening Nusach Edom Mizrach, one's from Morocco, one's from Egypt, one's from Afghanistan, whatever it is, all the Nuschaos are equal. One is not more effective than the other. Lamashal, he says, when Yirmiyahu and Yeshayahu and Yechezkel all got Nevuah, they may have seen different things at the end of the day, but they both served Hashem equally. They both accomplished their goals in their own Nevuah. When the Arizal came onto the scene, he fixed the Nusach of the Svardim because it had become ruined. The Svardi Nusach of Edom Mizrach had become corrupted, he says, and the Arizal touched up theirs. And Nusach Ashkenaz has the same secrets in depth, but we never had an Arizal to bring out the secrets within the Nusach. And those who daven Nusach Ashkenaz have no right to switch to the Nusach because that's their Mesorah. However, he says the Chassam Sofer, if you have a deep understanding of Kabbalah, and you understand the secrets and the Olamos El Yonim and all the different aspects of the Kabbalah going into it, and you're a Mekubal, then you can switch to Nusach Svard because you appreciate what the Arizal did. You get what he switched and what he fixed up and touched up in the Tefillos. But if you're not, then what are you doing? You're just mumbling something different that you don't understand why it's any different. You don't understand what the Arizal did. You don't get what he did to the Tefillos. So what are you switching from Nusach Ashkenaz to Nusach Svard for? If you're a big Mekubal, then you can do it. Ah, so what's the question? Well, who's a big Mekubal? Who's such a person? So he says, the Chassam Sofer says, that I'm not such a person. I don't have that level. So it's not me. My Rebbe Rav Nassim Adler, he says, he did such things, but not me. I didn't do it. And no, he in his shul, nobody else did it. Just Rav Nassim Adler did it. In his minyan, only he did it, nobody else. So I don't do it. So then I don't see how somebody else, I said, I'm not doing it. He says, maybe somebody else is greater than me, but I don't do it, he says. I'm not such a big Mekubal. And therefore it comes out that according to the Chassam Sofer, Nusach Sfard is a bidiyeved, and only lechadchila if you understand Kabbalah. That's what it comes out, according to the Chassam Sofer. That was his shita. What are you switching for? It doesn't make any sense. Minhag Avos is Nusach Ashkenaz. That's what you keep, and that's the end of the discussion. So when this tshuva was written back, Rav Avram Tzvi Katz took the tshuva, and he brought it to the Yismach Moshe, Rav Moshe Teitelbaum. He brought it to Yismach Moshe. And in the tshuva's Heshev Moshe, Simen Zion, so he responded back to the Chassam Sofer, and he defended the minhag of not wearing wool while davening Nusach Sfard. So the next tshuva in the Chassam Sofer, Simen Taz Zion, he writes back to the Heshev Moshe. He doesn't say it by name, but he writes back to him. And he defended his opinion to the original questioner and the Yismach Moshe, and he explains that all Nuschos are not necessarily the same, but they all accomplish the same thing. They all reach Hashem equally. And regarding his complaint about the inyan of not wearing wool when davening Nusach Svard, he says, what about all those Svardim from Portugal and Spain when they never wore wool? He says, I don't understand. They can't wear wool. They're allowed to wear wool, but you can't wear wool? Like, how come they're, why are they any different? And of course they wear wool. And he says, then maybe this is for all Ashkenazim who were Porish Minat Sibur and started davening Nusach Svard. You're right. For all the sinners who left Nusach Ashkenaz and went Nusach Svard, they are not allowed to wear Shatnas. Just the Svardim, the rest of the Svardim are okay. Then, he says, in which Takana do we find amongst the Rishonim, or those who came before us, who says that Ashkenazim who accepted davening Nusach Svard don't wear wool? What are you making up Takanas for that don't exist? And then he says that someone quoted to him from this book, Likutei Amarim, the Magen of Mezrich. He says, quoted in this book from Likutei Amarim, and he says, I don't have this sefer in my base medrash. I don't have this sefer in my city. I don't know what the sefer is. I don't really care for it, whatever it is. I'm not interested. He says, the only thing that matters is Shas and Rishonim. Ki hein chayen v'rachemenu. Don't bring me other Sfarim, says the Chazam Sofer. And then he goes on to make a few points. He says, that which the Likutei Amarim means, that Nusach Sfar is for people who are... What does he mean, that Nusach Sfar is for people who are lost? How can it be that there were 12 different Nuschos, and we don't have any reference to them before? All of a sudden, we have 12 different Nuschos. And if the Kohanim retained every other part of their Mesorah, Kohanim know every other thing about them. They know that their father was a Kohen, and their father's a Kohen, and their father's a Kohen. But the Shevet Levi lost the Nusach, he says? How could that be? The Kohanim are careful in every single other thing. But this Nusach, all of a sudden, got lost. And there's no multiple Nuschos from other Shvatim. Then, when did people no longer know their Shvatim? He says, in the days of the Gemara. He says, according to the Maggid of Mezrich, they should have been Davin and Nusach Sfar in the days of the Gemara, where people know their Shvatim as well. If so, why is every single Ashkenazi not Davin and Nusach since the days of the Gemara, where they also may not have known their Shvatim? Because Nusach Sfar didn't exist, he says. That's why. Because there's no such thing, and it's made up. Then he discusses the idea of the famous Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara in Tainus talks about how Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, there was no rain, and they both went up to daven for the Amud. Right, and Rabbi Eliezer davened for the Tzibor, and nothing happened. And Rabbi Akiva got up, and he davened for the Amud. And then he said Avida Malkeinu afterwards, and then it rained. That's the famous story, right? Rabbi Eliezer was from Shevet Levi. We know that because the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu requested of Hashem that a great person like Rabbi Eliezer should come from him. We know that he's from Shevet Levi, so he should know Nusach Leviim. And Rabbi Akiva, what's his Nusach? He's Ben Gerim, yeah. Right? He doesn't have a Shevet. So what Nusach should he be davening, according to the Maggid? He should be davening Nusach Sfar. He says, so what happened in the shul? He said, Rabbi Eliezer got up and he davened Nusach Leviim. And then in the same shul, the next chazan got up, and he davened Nusach Sfard in the same shul. What's going on over here? He says, you can't switch the Nuschos back and forth and daven for the Amud. You can't have one Shliach Tzibur be Motzi, one Tzibur in different Nusach.
Can we implicitly from the Rambam have countered this about Gerim, for example, his letter to Avijah Ger, saying you say the same thing to Tzibur de Abraham?
Yeah.
So, you know, it seems at least implicitly the Rambam rejects that there's a different... You know,
I guess you could read it. I guess you could read it that the Rambam would potentially agree.
That's the same. That's why you do, even though you aren't designed.
No, correct. But that's in the formulations of, you know, Zohar Chastayavos and things like that.
But you don't see it in any co-op.
I hear you. No, 100%. I'm just speaking from the Sam Sofer.
There's plenty of things. You gave a shir book here and this whole bunch.
No, 100%. 100%. So correct. 100%. So the Chassam Sofer says, what's going on? Well, there's no conversation in Nusach over there. This one's a Ger. This one's a Shevet Levi. What's going on? And then he says, what about all Chachmei Tzarfas and Chachmei Ashkenaz? Rashi, Balia Tosfos. They didn't know exactly what Shevet they came from as well. And they daven Nusach Ashkenaz. What? So Rashi was a fool and he didn't know what he was doing? Does that mean they didn't have the correct Nusach and therefore all their tefillos weren't accepted and the whole thing was a waste? The Chassam Sofer then cites the Tshuvas HaRash. So the Tshuvas HaRash in Klal Chaf says that the Mesorah of Bnei Ashkenaz is superior to that of the Sfardim. The Rush writes, I was by the Ashkenazim, and I was by the Sfardim. I can speak for both. I was in both communities. And he says, the Mesorah of Ashkenaz is better. They were better at keeping their Mesorah. And he says, I know how to exist in both worlds. And he prefers the Mesorah of the Ashkenazim, which date back to the Beis HaMikdash. Just on that point, there is some time of feeling amongst Ashkenazim, this inferiority complex, where they think, you know, the Sfardim and the Taimanim, you know, they dress a certain way, they speak a certain way, so therefore they think that their Mesorah is better. And Ashkenazim feel like, you know, we're just like Nebuch, like, you know, coming up in the caboose, and like we're doing what we can to shop along. So the Rush says no. Ashkenazim have a long kept, retained Mesorah that they should be proud about, and he feels is superior in many ways to the Sfardim and other communities. And therefore, says the Chassam Sofer, the end of this long tshuva, that the work of the Likutei Amarim is chasam. It's sealed. It doesn't make any sense. I don't understand what he's talking about. And he concludes with the Ramban. And the Ramban says, Chova kol ma shelo nimse b'shas bavli v'Yerushalmi midrashayim, ein adam mechuyav l'amino. If it's not in Bavli and Yerushalmi and Medrash, I don't have to believe it, says the Chassam Sofer. I don't have to worry about it. And because he came up with this whole story about Nusach Sfar and the Arizal, I don't care, he says, Nusach Ashkenaz is superior. It's the one that people should be davening. And of course Ashkenazim should not be switching to Nusach Sfar.
Yeah.
you have some sidurim from the Gaonim.
Yeah.
Which is 10,000,
1,100. Yeah.
That was Ashkenaz.
The Siddur of Amram Gaon is more Ashkenaz, correct. Yeah. He writes that. Like Sam Sofer says, and what about the Siddur of Amram Gaon? Correct.
Wouldn't there be more population? Would be the Jews of Europe generally came, Romans conquered.
Yes.
They didn't conquer Babel, so they conquered. So most Jews of Europe, who was originally traced himself to.
No. But the Siddurim, though, the text of the Siddurim were sent around to different communities. There was
before Siddurim, Siddurim presumably represented what people were doing, basically.
Correct, for sure. Again, I'm not as a historian. I'm just...
As opposed to far, we've got the questions directly before.
No, I hear
scholars.
For sure. I'm not as a historian. I'm just telling over the debate as it happened. Okay, so that's the Sam Sofer, 1830s. Everything is quiet. Comes the 8th of Kislev, 1861, and comes Rav Chaim Halberstam, the Sanz Rav, in the Divrei Chaim. And he writes in Rav Chaim, Chelek Beis Simen Ches. And he wrote a letter disagreeing with the Chassam Sofer, who is no longer alive, but he wrote a letter disagreeing. And it begins by noting that the Nusach of the Arizal is not exactly Nusach Sfard, of the Eidos Mizrach. And then he cites the Mishas Chassidim, who says that if you don't know if the Nusach your father is using is helping your Neshama, then you should switch to Nusach Arizal, which is mostly the Nusach of the Sfardim. The Nusach of the Arizal is not simply a cleaned up version, says the Divrei Chaim, of the Sfardim. It's a whole new Nusach, which is good for everybody. It's a whole new development. And then he questions why the Chassam Sofer is so antagonistic against the Likutei Amarim, when this idea about the 13th Nusach is found in the Kisvi Arizal. The Magen Mezrich didn't make it up. The Arizal has it. And then he addresses the points raised by the Chassam Sofer. But just note as well, the Arizal never said to switch to Nusach Sfard. The Arizal said to keep Nusach Ashkenaz, which is what the Magen Avraham said. He's quoting the Shaar Kavanos, says you have to keep your Nusach. So the Arizal never ascribed anybody to switch. Whatever the Arizal Shita was regarding other people, we don't know. But he never wrote, everybody should switch. That was me, as a side point. So the question is why he's so antagonistic, and he addresses the points raised by the Chassam Sofer. He says the story of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva was about Avinu Malkeinu. It wasn't about Shon Esrei, it was about Avinu Malkeinu. So it has nothing to do with it. And also, that which Rabbi Eliezer was a Levi, just because he came from Moshe, maybe he was from his mother's side. Who cares if he came from Moshe? Maybe he was on his mother's side. Now, the Yalkut HaGershuni and Rabbi Menachem Sofer, they both note that the Yushalmi and Sotik clearly understands it was Ben Achar Ben. That he was a Levi Mamish, he collected Meiser, and it's not a question on that. Much of the sources that we're discussing tonight come from the Likutei Ha'aros and the Chassam Sofer. There was a Rav a number of years ago who put together 6 huge volumes of comments just on the Chassam Sofer, and he collects all the discussions about these topics as well. He concludes, the Divrei Chaim concludes, that he doesn't want to fight with the Chassam Sofer. He's just explaining things as they were told to him by his teachers. And he concedes that Nusach Ashkenaz is the proper Nusach for Ashkenazim. And this is Minhag Avos. However, if a person doesn't connect to that Nusach, he can adopt the Nusach Arizal. He also admits that the Arizal didn't want regular people to daven Nusach Sfard, and it was only for great tzaddikim. The Rishonim didn't daven Nusach Arizal because they felt the Nusach Ashkenaz connected to their neshamas. However, when the Baal Shem Tov entered the world, in order to be metakin and to fix the world, he sensed that the Shorash HaNeshama didn't connect with Nusach Ashkenaz, and he changed Nusach Sfard. But as we know, Akash is... His siddur was Nusach Ashkenaz. So Tzarech Yana on the Divrei Chaim.
What is that whole idea of connecting to the Neshama?
That a person senses something.
Yeah, but where?
Because you don't have Nusach Sfard, so you don't understand. But if you have Nusach Sfard, I guess you'll get it.
Tehillim and Hallel don't agree with me, so I'm going to substitute like other ones.
I'm just the messenger, okay? Again, am I biased? 100%, but I'm just the messenger. And then he said, the Arizal, Nusach Arizal, is better for the neshamas of his followers. And then he concludes, V'lechein, kolamaymin b'bal shem tov v'talmidav, roi lechos b'nusach Arizal, umine lo yazia. Whoever is the talmid of the Baal Shem Tov and his talmidim should continue Nusach Arizal, and they shouldn't change from that as well. So the Divrei Chaim comes and he says, you're kind of right, Chassam Sofer, but the minhag of Hasidim is to continue in what he feels is the Nusach of the Baal Shem Tov and the Nusach of the Arizal. And really, if a person is already davening Nusach Ashkenaz and there's nothing bothering them about it, don't switch. But if you feel that this is better for your davening, then it would be proper to switch to the Nusach of the Arizal. 1876, back in the camp of the Chassam Sofer, comes the Maharam Shik in Choshen Mishpat Simon Chavdalin. And he wrote to Rav Avram Glasner. Rav Avram Glasner is the Abbasin of Kloisenberg and the father of Rav Moshe Glasner, the Dor Ravi, the famous Dor Ravi, who was a Zionist, and he got kicked out of Kloisenberg. But he writes to his father, there were people who wanted to break away from the shul in Kloisenberg, and Davin is Sfard, and he defended those people who wanted to switch, says the Maharam Shik. He says, the Magen Avraham is dealing with people who had now no particular reason to switch Nesach, but if the person feels deeply in their neshama about this path is better for their Baruch Hashem, then even the Magen Avraham would allow the person to switch their Nesach at the end of the day as well.
That's the principle to this subjective idea. If you feel something's going to be better religiously, you have a right to switch your community's minhag because I feel better. I mean, that's
not the community's.
No,
your minhag.
Your own versus not following the community.
Apparently, what the weighing is that the minhag is there, but if it is, if it's ruining my davening, and I feel that my davening is not, my davening is not up to par what it should be, then a person is making a calculation of minug versus, you know, the other aspects of tefillah. Again, apparently, certainly by the Hasidim, they're making such a weight.
Oh,
could be that we find certain places in Minhag Ashkenaz as well. Yeah. Yeah, correct.
Al Tzvito
Shor HaSamech, 100%. That's the Chassam Sofer said. Yeah, but you're also from Pressburg, so you think the Chassam Sofer is right anyway. So you're also biased. So in the next year, in 1877, the Maharam Shik in Or HaChaim Simon Mem Gimel, he comes to defend the Chassam Sofer, and he responds to the Divrei Chaim. And he explained that the Arizal lived in Sephardi lands. He lived by the Sephardim, and therefore he was familiar with the Nusach of Sephardim. And then he cites the Divrei Chaim, who felt the Arizal made changes to Nusach Sephard. And the Maharam Shik argues that the Arizal didn't make major changes. He only touched things up back by the Chassam Sofer. And then he asks how the Rabbanim of the Chassam Sofer could daven Nusach Sephard when the rest of the Tzibur daven Nusach Ashkenaz. What's with the Baal Hafla? What's with the Nas and Adler? How did they daven Nusach Sephard when the rest of the Tzibur daven Nusach Ashkenaz?
It's in Nidu,
no? What?
When Adler was in Nidu, you know?
Correct. Well, that was only part of it. No, that's because his minion, he made a separate minion. But by himself, privately, he davened Nusach Sephard. He didn't tell his minion to daven differently. He explains that the Balabatim would also daven that way if they were Mekubalim. But they weren't. The Balabatim weren't Mekubalim. The reason why Rav Nesan Adler and the Baal HaFla could do that is because they were on exalted levels where they could understand what was going on with this Nesach. Meaning, it's not Los Iskoder to do something different if the other people would do the same thing if they were in your circumstances. That's the Chiddush of the Maharam Shik. If they would do the same thing, if they were in my place, then that's not Los Iskoder do, which is next week's Parsha. And regarding the complaint of the Divrei Chaim about how the Chassam Sofer could argue with the Arizal, there's no argument because the Arizal felt that one shouldn't change the Nesach Arizal. So he's not arguing. And regarding the point that if you don't know your own Sheva, then you should daven Nesach Arizal, what about the Chazaka that your family has been davening Nesach for generations? What do you mean? Why not assume that this Chazaka holds that they daven this all the way to the Beis HaMikdash? Why assume any differently? If Chazaka works for Kohanim, then why shouldn't it work for Nisach? I have no problem having a guy go up at the front of the shul and doing Berachas Kohanim because of his chazak of his mesorah. But you have a problem with my davening? That's also an issue? He says that according to the Chassam Sofer, the Hasidim really hold that if a person doesn't know their Nisach and they don't choose Nisach Arizal, the person is not Yotzei in davening. That's how far the Maharam Shik understands how badly the Chassam Sofer views the Hasidim in this. Do you understand that step? The Maharam Shik is saying that the Chassam Sofer believes that the Hasidim believe that if you don't daven Nesach Arizal, then you're not being Yotzei. But the Chassam Sofer holds that this is patently incorrect. So the Minchas Elazar comes in Chelek Aleph, and he argues that the Mishnah's Hasidim, and thereby all Hasidim agree, that if you don't have a Nusach, you don't daven Nusach Sfard, you're still Yotzei. He thinks that the Maharam Shik overstepped the severity over there. And the Mishnah's Chassidim only says that it's noach to daven Nusach Sfar. It's a good thing. This complaint against the Maharam Shik is also found in the Mar Shag, who says that we're allowed to insert personal bakashas in the middle of brachos. So if so, why would the Chassidim say if you don't daven a different Nusach or not Yotzei? Certainly you're going to be Yotzei at the end of the day. That was 1877. Let's fast forward just about 100 years. 1962, the Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Chaim Chelik Beis, Simon Chavdal. He has a tshuva to Rav Asher Zelig Rubinstein about his family minhag. Rav Asher Rubinstein's family, his father davened Nesach Sfard, but Rubinstein was raised in a school in the yeshiva davened Nesach Ashkenaz, which is a common question that comes up. And Rav Moshe explained that in truth, all of the Jews from Europe are Ashkenazim. Let's not forget that. We said Nesach Sfar, Nesach Ashkenaz. We're all Ashkenazim at the end of the day. And it was the Hasidim who changed the proper minhag. And therefore, a child who was taught minhag Ashkenaz may not change to Nesach Sfar. There's no clear reason why the Hasidim were allowed to change in the first place. The Chassam Sofer already dismissed the idea that Nesach Sfar has a special quality to it. And he says nothing to discuss about that point. Nusach Sfard isn't really a real Nusach anyway, says Rav Moshe, because it's not like the Ashkenazim, and it's not like the Sfardim. It's not here, it's not there. It's nowhere in between. And regarding the sheet of the Eish Avram, the Buchacha Rav, who says that there's nothing wrong with adding words, this is incorrect, because we have no reason to believe that adding extra words to a tefillah doesn't impact the tefillah. If we began with Rav Chaim Mevelazhin, who said that every word is balanced carefully in Shmoneh Esrei, and say, oh, well, what's the big deal? The Hasidim just added a few words here and there. No, every word was chosen carefully. And if this is the chazak of the Masor that you have, to go and say, well, what does it hurt? What does it matter at the end of the day? You don't know what it does in Shemayim when you go and add words to Shemon Esrei and change the Matbeah Tefillah at the end of the day. What? Yeah. Correct. We don't add to the brachos. Correct. So, at the end of the day, obviously, you're not going to settle this debate, because anybody down in the Sakashna is going to point to the Chassam Sofer and Rav Moshe and say, obviously you can't switch, and we have the right Nesach. And anybody down in the Nesach Sfar is going to say, well, look at the Magid of Mezrich and the Divrei Chaim, who said that we're right, and you can't switch from that, and you can't switch. And that's where the debate holds. We'll just bring up one more contemporary. Rav Asher Weiss and Tshuvas Minchas Asher in Chelik Beis and Minchas writes that the minah, that Gadol Koach HaMinag and all minhagim are kadosh, we shouldn't question the different nuschos. And what about the child who wants to daven the way his grandparents did and ignore the nusach of his father? So he feels that Mikra Din, it would be mutter. However, he says that since all of the Jews have mixed up their yuchas anyway, it may be preferable to keep the nusach of the father. And this is how the child was educated, especially if there's an aspect of Kivat Av. But if the child wants to switch to Nesach Sfard and the father doesn't object, then it could be done because Nesach Sfard was created for everyone. Rav Asher Weiss is Hasidish, so he's going to go lean towards the camp of saying Nesach Sfard is going to be okay anyway at the end of the day. And everybody should keep their minhagim and their nuschals. Yeah.
I have a question. No, I got confused. Everybody from Europe is Ashkenazi? No.
Yes. I mean,
95% of them.
Pretty much.
Except for
I'm saying.
Except for my father,
from Spain.
They come from Spain.
Spain, nice, Spain. I meant, sorry. Correct, that was my Ashkenazi-centered racism. The,
Not only me, but I'm like,
yeah.
You're 95%.